Production. Recorded live.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Phillies Talk. It's the Phillies Talk podcast for August 16th, 2015. And we're talking Phillies baseball every week with you. My name is Rich.
And my name is Jim.
And Jim, welcome back. It's been a couple of weeks since we did a show and kind of calling this show the Dog Days of August.
Yeah, it's... you're last place and you're not a very good team, and then they start off, they came out smoking after the All-Star game, and now they're back to the old Phillies again. So, but it was, while it lasted, Rich, it was nice. It was thanks for the memories, you know?
Yeah, and of course, the last time we did a show was July 26th, so we took a couple weeks off. We celebrated Cole Hamels' no-hitter against the Cubs, and Jimmy, that's where we left the show the last time. Look at how much the Phillies have changed since that last show that we've done.
Yeah, they traded, of course, they traded him to the Texas Rangers. He hasn't pitched very well, and he's hurt now. And, they're back to their old ways again. They went into San Diego, and they looked really good, and they swept the Padres. Then they played they had a disaster in Arizona. They fortunately won the last game, but they give up 11 runs in the second inning. David Buchanan, he's gone. He's back down in Lehigh Valley. And Aaron, batting practice pitcher Harang, he gave up, 9 runs in one inning. So the pitching was pretty woeful. And if it wasn't for Aaron Nola, who knows what they would have been doing.
Yeah, and as you said, Aaron Harang had a terrible, terrible last 12 games or so. He started off pretty good in the beginning of the year, but you know, one thing I've noticed about him is he seems like he's gained a lot of weight. He seems like he's gained 30 pounds or more.
Yeah, it does, yeah. And I'll tell you, who's not pitching badly right now is Jerome Williams. He had a little bit, he pitched well decently yesterday, but he pitched very well against San Diego since coming off the DL. So he's pitching much better. Mr. Morgan's not doing too well. I like Aaron. I like Nola, though. Nola's pitching very well.
Yeah, it's a good thing the Phillies have Nova right now. Nola. He's been anchoring that staff for the past couple weeks. And as you said, Jerome Williams made a nice rebound off of the DL, Jimmy. But he's just... The reason he's a journeyman is the way he's been pitching all season. He does well one time, he comes out and he has a bad game. Then he does well a couple games, and he goes back and has two or three bad games.
Right. He didn't pitch badly yesterday. He could have sued for non-support yesterday, but, it's just... And it's awful funny how they scored runs in bunches, and now all of a sudden they can't score again, you know? So, but... It's kind of an up and down year, but you can sort of tell right now who's going to be here next year and who's not. Unfortunately, I think Chase Utley's going to be a Giant next year, well, at least the rest of this year. And Rich, what do you think? The bullpen and everything. What about Mr. Billingsley? Is he coming back or is he done or what? Have you heard anything?
I haven't heard too much other than he's still on the DL. As you know, I don't really think Billingsley is the answer that the Phillies need.
How about this kid from Texas, Harrison, or whatever his name was, that they got?
Still on the DL. He's been on the DL since the Phillies acquired him, haven't heard anything. And I don't expect the Phillies to have him in the lineup either till the end of the season from what I've read. But... it seems like Cole Hamels went down to Texas. He's had a couple of starts down there, but as you said, Jimmy, hasn't done too well. He's pitched 13.2 innings down there, given up 16 hits and 9 earned runs.
Yeah.
So that's very not like Cole Hamels. I'm not so sure he was thrilled about going down to Texas, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me neither, but I think he would have wanted to go to Boston or New York, but and now they say he's got a slight groin injury, so he missed his last start. So I don't know. It's just going to be an interesting year. And Rich, I'll tell you, you talk about, and this is a good, it's August, and even though the Phillies aren't in the thick of things, it's a great time of the year. You know, they're selling the pennant races, and one of the hottest teams in baseball is those Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, the Pirates.
They won again last night. 14 innings, they beat the Mets 5-3.
Yeah, the Pirates have been on a lot of people's radar of doing well for the past couple of years, and they do well during the season, but sometimes when they get into the playoffs, they just fold. So we'll have to see if 2015 is a big difference for that. But for now, it looks...
Go ahead. The Cardinals.
Go ahead, Jim.
They got the Cardinals in that division. And that's always so. I'm sorry, I didn't look at you. Guess who got the win for the Pirates last night? Ex-Philly Joe Blanton.
Yeah, Blanton doesn't even look like he is the same pitcher when he was with the Phillies. That's the funny thing. If you see him on the mound nowadays, he's probably 30 pounds lighter. He got rid of the little goatee beard he had with the Phillies. And to be honest, does he look like the same pitcher to you, Jimmy?
No, I didn't even recognize him.
No, it's just...
I'm there like, holy crap, you know? And, you know, it's just, it's funny. Old Phillies never die. They just become Pittsburgh Pirates, you know?
Yeah.
What's the word you want to use for the season? Not disappointing. It's been an interesting season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been not very interesting if you're a big fan of the Phillies because it's been a disaster, more like a train wreck.
Yeah.
But we expected this.
Right.
Because
will they win 65 games this year?
I don't think so.
Really? They only got to win 19 more?
Okay, well, how many games left are there, Jimmy?
42.
Okay, so they got to go about 500 the rest of the season. Do you think they can do that?
I don't know. I think they can. And the only point, I think this is very crucial. If they win today, they got to win today. But they got four. They got two with Toronto. We'll scratch them off. But they got four in Miami next weekend, and then they got four with the Mets right after that. And if they can win six out of those eight, which I know they won't, but can you imagine them sweeping the Mets? Oof.
No, like I really can't. The Mets have to be the hottest team in baseball right now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they've lost two straight to the Pirates, but who hasn't lost to the Pirates? But, Mets are playing well. And, they're in the Nationals. Man, what happened to them? I don't know what they did last night against the Giants, but, man, they're hitting the skids.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... out there in the West, it looks like it's going to be another dog race to the end of the season. The Dodgers have a 2.5-game lead on the Giants. And believe it or not, Jimmy, to get back to talking about Cole Hamels, believe it or not, there was a late last-minute deal in which the Giants tried to get Cole Hamels. And believe it or not, Cole Hamels wanted to go to the Giants, but the deal was already done with the Rangers. And that's why I'm saying I think Cole Hamels much rather would have been out on the West Coast with San Francisco.
Yes, I agree. How about that? Yeah. And we'll see if Chase Utley goes there. And that's becoming Phillies West, too, you know, with Hunter Pence and them. So. But and Shane Victorino is an Angel now. So I wonder how Mr. Ben Revere is doing with the Blue. He'll be playing against the Phillies on Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Yeah, short 2-game series with the Toronto Blue Jays as they come into town for a quick series.
A quick homestand.
Yeah, it's one of those strange things that they've done the last couple of years, have just two quick games at home. And, you know, the Phillies, of course, went up there to Toronto for two quick games. Mm-hmm. But, I'm getting bored with the interleague play now. It's not what it once was for me. I don't know about you.
I like it. I think it's interesting. It's just that when the Phillies play the Red Sox and the Orioles, I like it when they play like the Mariners and the A's and them. That's good because we don't know much about those teams, and it piques your interest a little bit. So I'm getting bored with the season, you know. Bad year for the Phillies, And, you know, my Indians aren't doing too good this year either.
Yeah.
And you know, it's whether you like them or not, Rich, the Yankees are playing well. Toronto's red hot. And, you know, the National League one speaks for itself. So I kind of like my A's Nationals prediction might be out the window.
Yeah, and those Houston Astros are shining up there out in the AL West. So
yeah, they're very much probably the surprise team in baseball, I think. Where the but you know what? Everybody was laughing at them 3 years ago. You know, they had some bad teams. Let's face it, they
yeah.
did. And they but they bit the bullet. Now look at them. They had all these prospects. Half of them were Phillies prospects. And,
yeah.
You know, you got to give them credit. They're playing well and, you know, they could have the last laugh on everybody. And aren't they a thorn in the side of the Phillies, Rich? They've always been a thorn in the side of the Phillies.
Yeah, they have, even though they're not in the division anymore.
Or
in the league, yeah.
Well, but, I mean, back even when the Phillies were real good, and the Astros weren't, they were a thorn in our side. I think I was looking at my old Phillies things the other day. You know, the Phillies in Houston, not at home. Home, they did pretty well, except the time they got swept. But the Phillies only won one series in Houston since 2010.
Wow, that's an interesting stat.
I'm sorry, 2008, yeah. One series in Houston. They got swept twice. They got swept at home. You know, the Astros were a thorn in our side. We did beat them up. We opened at home with them a couple of years ago and swept them. But, they've been a thorn in the Philly side for years. And, you know, so. But what about American League? National League. Who's been a surprise in the National League?
Well, so far there's no big surprises on my on my side here, looking at it, the Pirates we expected to do well.
What about the Cubbies?
One team I expected to do better that sort of faded is the Braves this year. They're about 12 games under 500 right now.
Yeah, they're doing. I think they're having fire sales too, like the Marlins, I think. And speaking of the Marlins, that's the disappointment of the year right there. I thought they would be something, you know, and they're really not playing well. The Cubbies are playing. I think Joe Maddon. There you go. 10 wins he's worth, and they're playing well. I don't think they'll make the playoffs this year. Another disappointment, Rich. How about the Cincinnati Reds? What in the world happened to them this year?
Yeah, if I had to name one team that surprised me the most this year in the National League, it would be the Cubs. Believe it or not, Jimmy, they're almost 20 games over 500.
The Cubs?
67-48. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So,
Michael, and well, you know, how can you hate the Cubs?
In fact, if the Cubs were in the NL East, they'd be in first place by an easy amount. So, it just goes to show you how well the Cardinals are doing, and you don't realize, hey, the Pirates and the Cubs are having great, great seasons. They're doing better than the LA Dodgers right now, both clubs. The Pirates and the Cubs are doing better than the Dodgers, and they're doing better than the Mets as of the time we do this podcast. So I don't think we can discount the Cubs as a possibility for the postseason this year.
Well, the sad thing about that Central Division, there could be a team, one of those teams may not make it. You know?
Well, yeah, somebody's going to be forced
and
out.
That's sad because the Pirates, of course, you know, I've always thought they were an interesting team. The Cubbies, how can you not like the Cubs? You know, they've been the doormats of America for the past many years, and, you know, they've had some weird things happen. And, you know, I've always said if the Phillies can't do it, I'd love to see the Cubs do it. And, yeah, I think Theo Epstein's done a great job, Rich, and, you know, them and the Astros are laughing right now.
Yeah. So it's shaping up to be a great race to the end of the season here. About six more weeks left in the season, Jimmy. And for the Phillies, it's a done deal, obviously.
Yeah, they were mathematically eliminated at the All-Star break. So.
They're looking forward to next year already. And as you said, the ebb and flow of good teams and bad teams in baseball, you've got to maintain your fanship. But, yeah, as you said, Jim, it's kind of hard to watch this team right now. I tune in from time to time. I have no interest at all in going up to the stadium to see this product on the field. I do like the team still, and I do support them, but it's just, you know, your interest gets pulled away when you see such bad performances as in Harang, Buchanan. You mentioned some of those games. And the Phillies are just getting whitewashed. You had Freddy Galvis last night. He had runners on base. He cannot come through, Freddy Galvis.
No, he can't. Uh-uh. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, what's going on with this team, you know? And I might go up and see him play the Cubs only because they're playing the Cubs, but Rich, you're right. I mean, who wants to go up, you know, the hassle and everything else? And they're not drawing well. And, you know, there was an article saying they can't understand why the Phillies aren't drawing this year.
Well, so, yeah, it's kind of a...
Doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure it out. But some of the bright spots, though, for the Phillies are Mr. Franco. He's playing. He's quite a find. You know, they got... I think Kenny Giles is going to be good.
Right.
And I think... I'll tell you who's surprising me is Cameron Rupp. Cameron Rupp's turning out to be a pretty good catcher. I think, you know, and I think John Ruff's on his way out. I think him and Dominic Brown are going to be in a package deal next year. But what about Frank Cord? Are they going to keep him, you think, Rich?
I sort of don't think so. I think we'll see the last of him this year, even though he's been a bright spot at times. Who knows? Maybe he'll contend for a bench spot next year.
Yeah.
But he's going to be another year older. The Phillies trying to get younger.
He's only 31, though. They still got to get younger. Yeah, Ryan Howard's got to go. I think Ruiz is gone. The bullpen, I think it's been a big disappointment. I think DeFreitas has been a disappointment. I think this kid, I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. Garcia is off and on, but and Deepman, when he's good, he's very good. So, but the rest of the Phillies is amazing.
Of course, Deepman no longer with the Phillies, went down to Texas along with.
Oh, he did.
Cole Hamels.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know they traded Deepman.
You're on the Phillies Talk podcast, Jim. You knew that.
I didn't know that. Seriously.
Oh,
I knew the trade. No, I thought it was just Cole Hamels and five prospects. They traded Deepman? Oh, man. That was a dumb move.
Yeah. Well, we must preface that Jimmy is on the Phillies Talk podcast, but he does not have the computer to his aid. He just generally has a baseball knowledge upstairs, and sometimes it's hard to follow these trades throughout the season.
I'd
be lost without the computer. I don't know how you do it, Jimmy.
Me too. That's why I asked you about certain players. But no, Rich, I didn't know they traded Deaton. That's kind of a disappointment because I liked him. And they should have traded DeFreitas or somebody. But Kenny Giles is good. What I need to know is who's their left-hander on the bullpen now.
Well, they have some guys that they brought up from the minors, but that run differential that they have this year is just keeping them at the bottom of the Major League Baseball, all 30 teams just about. They climbed out of the basement for a brief time. I think the Marlins crept in there into the Phillies' place. They're in a dogfight right now. The Phillies are
40-71. Yeah.
The Marlins are 46-70. So,
well, the Phillies win today. I'd like to see them get a win today because they're 0-6 against the Milwaukee Brewers. That's unbelievable, Rich.
Yeah, the Brewers have had the answer to the Phillies this year so far, and the Phillies should have went into Milwaukee with a mission, but so far they've failed on that mission.
I know they come into Philadelphia, they swept us, and looks like they might do the same thing today. Batting practice is pitching today, so, you know. But It's just watch him throw a two-hitter, you know. Yeah, right. So, but it's going to be an interesting last half of the year. I still think they can not lose 100, but, you know, it's going to, like you said, they start off like a gangbusters, but we'll see what happens, Rich. It's going to be interesting, but I'm waiting to see Ben Revere in a Blue Jays uniform. And boy, Tulowitzki's playing well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing well for them. But as you said, there's only 42 games left in the season. That's not very many games. The Phillies have 71 losses now, so they'd have to lose 29 of the 42 remaining. I don't think they're going to lose 100 games, but I do think they're going to come close to 96.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
I think they end up 66 and 96. That's what I think they're going to end up.
So. It's going to be very close though, because around September the call-ups come up, and if they call up a lot of minor leaguers and they get hit around, they could theoretically still lose the 100 games.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't think they will though. So anyway, but they got Milwaukee today, and then they got Toronto at home for two, and then in Miami. And Rich, if they can take 3 out of 4 from the Marlins and split with the Mets, I think that'll be a good week.
Yeah, we'll take any splits at this point, as long as it's not.
They in 4-game series this year,
mm-hmm.
The Phillies have split 2.
Right.
And they got swept. Of course, they got swept by the Brewers. They've lost 3 or 4, but they've won only 1 4-game series, and that was against those Atlanta Braves when they won 3 out of 4. So they're not doing well in 4-game series.
No, they're not. They're not doing well at all this year, and it's back to the days in the mid '80s when the Phillies were terrible, Jim. We endured it ourselves. A lot of the fans, most recently, like the 20-something-year-olds, don't remember those struggles that the Phillies had. So this is all brand new to them.
Yeah, it is. I remember going up on a Friday night at Vet Stadium in the mid-'80s when they were playing the Dodgers, and walking up and buying tickets and getting good seats.
Sure. And those were go ahead.
They had 8,000 people there. That was a good crowd.
Yeah, and those were in the days where you could go up and get a seat for $25 and be down and around the first level. That doesn't happen anymore.
How about 18? 18. And I remember going up with my lovely wife. We went up and saw the Cardinals play one night. And we thinking, well, we'll see what we can do. We went up and bought tickets up there, and we were sat right behind a home plate. And
yep.
They were like $15 a piece. And, you know, they always had such superstars as Don Robinson, and you know, as a pitcher, he probably was the best hitting pitcher I ever saw, and you know, Steve Jeltz. So they didn't have a really good team, but you know, it goes in spurts. Like, but they've got to rebuild the farm. The farm system went from 30th to 22nd, Rich. So that's not too bad.
Yeah, it jumped up. There's some optimism with the so-called prospects, and they throw that word around a lot in baseball, we have a few prospects still on the Phillies that have been prospects for 10 years now.
Dominic Brown.
Yeah.
He was their number one prospect at one time.
Yeah, and I was just talking about him the other night. Actually, this year, after this season, rather, he has arbitration, so it'll be interesting to see what he gets from the Phillies, if he gets anything, but it's just curious. Players like him anymore, Jimmy, making $5-6 million a year, and they're terrible.
Well, look at Kyle Kendrick. He signed with Colorado for $7 million.
Yeah. So years ago, a couple million-dollar contract was unbelievable. Now, lower to middle end guys, basically on the lower end, are making $6-7 million a year. That I don't agree with.
Yeah, there's a guy that plays for Toronto. His name is Donaldson, I think it is. He's an infielder. And they had an article on him in Sports Illustrated. He's making $840,000 right this year. And he's got 28 home runs. He's got like 85 RBIs. Gee, I wonder what he'll make next year. You know?
And, of course, it's the fans that are paying all these salaries. So,
yeah.
And I don't know how they do it. I checked an upcoming series with the Boston Red Sox. The Phillies going up there just before the Labor Day weekend this year, Jimmy, up in Boston. But around the first level, the lower first level, the seats were running around $250 a piece. I just don't know how people do that, and I don't know why people do that. I think that's a tremendous waste of money, and I don't care what kind of a baseball fan you are. That's just not worth seeing one game of baseball.
No, it's not. And I know somebody went and saw the Mets play about a month ago, and he paid $135 for his seats. He was in right field.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That a lot of these teams, as they get more popular, it seems like the prices are going crazy. The Phillies are still within reach of the average working guy, if you want to call it that, for a game or two. They're getting them around $75 for a first-level seat.
Yeah, first-level seat. My friend's got that Sunday plan, and the tickets are like $47 a piece. This is just for a Sunday game, you know, a piece, right? And and he don't have the parking issue. It cost him, for like 15 games, it's like $3,000. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. So times have changed with the ballpark and as far as what they're getting for tickets. But
I think if they got to change the prices inside, I think that's the thing that's the racket. I don't mind paying the ticket prices, but you go in there, you buy a sandwich and a soda, and it costs you $25. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So
and
for as long
to park your car.
Well, as long as the fans are going to do it, that's as long as they'll get away with it. But we'll have to see. It's going to be an interesting time as the years go on, especially with the Phillies. We're going to keep an eye on it for you. We've been doing this since way back in 2006 is when we first started. And then
question for you. I got their CBA is up after next year. Do you think the players will go on strike, or do you think they'll settle it?
I think they would be crazy to go on strike.
I do, too. I think that the strike in 94 really hurt them when they didn't have the World Series, you know, and they did something to the fans that wasn't very nice either. The World Series would have been the White Sox and the Expos, and they said that, you know, the fans wanted the World Series. So they said, well, if you can get 3 million signatures on a petition, we'll play it. So they got 8 million signatures, and the guy took the petition and ripped it up in front of the fans and threw it in the air. That's not nice.
Well.
And the fans should have said, okay, fine, we're not coming back. So,
well, a lot of fans did not come back to baseball.
I know.
I run into a few of them now and again and talk about baseball a little bit, and they say they've lost interest completely with the game, and these players now are making more than they ever have, Jim. They should not complain about anything.
Right, right. And, you know, Tommy Glavine said that one time in 94 that the fans, you know, we don't need them. And he you know, he denies saying it, but, you know, he said it on television. And, you know, he said when he was in the Hall of Fame that he regretted saying it, but some of these guys are just it gets out of hand. And I'll tell you what, Rich, if they go out again, the fans ought to boycott, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Well, check our show out at baseballtalkradio.com. We did an interview with a show called Baseball PhD in the last week. They're special on the Philadelphia Phillies for 2015. You can check that show out right over at baseballtalkradio.com. There's also the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming player there. You can tune in to great baseball talk from all over the world, including Jimmy's and my show, Phillies Talk Podcast.
Yep, we've been doing this a long time, Rich, and hope we'll be doing a lot longer, too, but hopefully we'll have a better team next year.
Yes, we will. Well, we'll keep an eye on things. Try to sneak a couple more shows in before the end of the season. And, hey, as I've said before, if you listen to the show, send us an email. Tell us where you listen from. Tell us how long you've been a fan. We'd like to profile some of our listeners on the show. A few of you have done it so far this year, but we know there's a whole lot more out there listening. So if you like the show, please let us know who you are and your unique perspective on the Phillies. We'd love to talk about it.
That's right, Rich. Hopefully we have a whole bunch of fans, too. So.
Yep.
Well, I guess we'll wrap this one up today, and we'll do another one next week. And they're in, you know, Toronto and Miami, Rich, so hopefully they can make some progress.
Yes, and we'll talk to you all on the next edition of Phillies Talk Podcast. Take care, everyone.
Cheers.